Ben.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. Right here on RBM. Brought to you by TLBTalk.com. That's right. Check out our sponsor, TLBTalk.com. Put your money where your mouth is. Freedom of speech. What's all about? Yeah. All right. We are listener supported, guys. So that means donations from you. Donations to TLB Talk, donations to RBN. And supported by calls. So if you want to call into the show, you can. 800-313-9443. That's a toll-free number. Let's call our local number. It's 512-248-8252. And, yeah, so, by the way, we got Massage Mike from Digital Wheels of Steel. When I was calling in to listen on New Year's, I called the listener line, and it gave me a prompt to dial a different phone number. Is that based on my phone service?
That does happen. They do update the lines because a lot of times they, let's just say, lines kind of expire. So they give you a it could be based on your service or where you're calling from, or just a they may have a issue at the moment. And they will do that, but usually the original lines do come back into circulation at some point.
Ah, okay. So it's like one of those marathon things. Give me a temporary marathon number, just in case. All right. Well, I guess we should just go ahead and get into the show. So, I don't know. Got some stuff here that I was going to talk about yesterday, but we didn't get into it. So we'll go ahead and start today without delay. Let's go ahead and hit the first video that we have.
Welcome back to the program. So we know the suspect was a criminal justice major. We know he was pursuing his PhD. We know that he had postings talking about he wanted to know why criminals do what they do, but who really was this suspect? So we wanted to bring in someone that knew the person in a prior life. I want to bring in someone who knew him, the suspect personally, Rich Pasqua.
Oh, by the way, pause it. By the way, I should have prefaced this. This is about the Idaho murders. Now, I don't know much about it. I do think, once again, this might be a targeted individual situation. So, I kind of want to point out the red flags in this, as the media will cover these things, and, you know, to their limited capacity. But yes, go ahead.
life. I want to bring in someone who knew him, the suspect personally, Rich Pasqua. You worked with him for a period of time. Rich, what can you tell me about the suspect? What was he like?
He was just your average guy. I met him through some friends, and they told me that he was a little weird. And he was a little socially awkward, I guess you could say. But he wasn't a bad guy. He needed a job, so it worked out.
Right there. First red flag, socially awkward. When we talk about mass shooters and things of that nature, socially awkward. Now, as my experience of being a target individual, as charismatic as I can be, it's always in such an awkward way. It's like you just kind of have to forgive it. I don't know. You can see that I'm trying. I think that's sort of thing with most people. But when you think about social engineering, when you have criminal agencies like the NSA, CIA, etc., it's all about the social engineering. I mean, you look at other governments in much older times, you know, I mean, the reason why we have laws to begin with is to uphold not just a just society, but it bleeds over into social norms and standards. So these days, the government has their ways of weeding out these socially awkward people by making them even more of pariahs. Making, you know, it's like that scene, you know, with the pod people. They turn around and all point and scream at a non-pod person. So that's red flag number one when it comes to these people in these situations. That's why I always say, get to know your awkward and strange people in your neighborhood, okay? Get to know them, because you never know what they're going through. I'm sorry, go ahead, continue.
But he wasn't a bad guy. He needed a job, so I worked at a pizza shop at that time, and they were hiring. I said, yeah, come on in and apply, and he did, and he got the job. So I worked with him for a little bit. But he was quiet, though.
What was conversation like with him?
What was that?
What was conversation like with him? Like, when you talk with him at work, would he look you in your eyes? Did he have friends? Did he have a girlfriend at the time?
It was so long ago. It was like 2013, but he didn't have a girlfriend. I do remember that. And my wife went to school with him. They graduated together, and she doesn't remember him ever having a girlfriend, and I don't remember him ever having a girlfriend. And
Okay. And there we go. Right there. Red flag number two. When the government picks out these people to become targeted, to force them into becoming shooters and mass murderers, they often pick the people who don't have a history with girlfriends, or at least have terrible histories with girlfriends. I am someone... I can't ever think in my adult life not ever having a girlfriend. But, you know, relationships go bad, and you have these women today in our society, narcissistic, borderline personalities who will lie about you and will do their and even join the sides of the people who are persecuting you, which would happen in my case. So, yeah, a person without a history of girlfriends, because no one can attest to how sweet the guy was. No one can attest to how human the guy was. the closest thing you can get is someone that kinda knew him. It makes for a more solid case, you know. Oswald.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, do we need to point out that this guy that they're interviewing is like a riffraff, culturally appropriating white guy?
Oh, he.
it's a white guy, folks. He looks like a decent, strong male presence, but he's got the kind of pigtail braids. Yeah, Indian, yes. Maybe native.
He worked
at the pizza place together. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not hating. I'm just saying it's kind of it was a shock to see. And this is Fox News with the it's a black man correspondent interviewing the riffraff white guy.
He's very riffraff.
And that's a bogus rapper for all of you people out there that have no idea. Just type in riffraff and look for the crazy white guy with neck tattoos. And this guy doesn't have neck tattoos.
So we're talking about someone who's socially awkward and excluded having his pretty much probably his only other friend who's also only just less socially awkward. Yeah. So that's your source for the personality breakdown of these people.
Oh, and maybe we need to, just in case, this was a weird story, but it's the guy from Idaho who they say murdered four fraternity girls. And he's on trial in Moscow, Idaho. I don't know if that's just on the algorithm. They're like, that's got to get promoted. But that he drove all the way from Idaho or Washington back to his family home in Pennsylvania, and his dad was with him, and they didn't bust him, even though he got pulled over twice for traffic violations until he got to his parents' house. Just if anybody wants to look up the story, that's just kind of what I remember off the top of my head.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Yeah, and his name is after Koberger.
Koberger. Well, I'll tell you, when I was being heavily targeted, I got pulled over several times in situations where I should have gone to jail. Well, I'll just say, driving on suspended license, my tail light, front right beam lights were not working. And I got pulled over all the time. And they, you know, ask my ID, they look at my ID, look at me, hand my ID back and say, "You have a good day." Let me go several times. Didn't ask for insurance, nothing. Because at this time period, they're working on me. They're working on me hard. Full blown B2K. My apartment was being broken into all the time. Messages drawn, nothing stolen. Messages drawn into my closet door. They're gaslighting me. So I was being followed by the white vans everywhere I went. The retired military people. They made it obvious. They all wore their hats. Retired Air Force, retired Navy, retired whatever. All told to follow me around town.
Okay, so wait a minute. You're bringing up the gaslighting and everybody's wearing their same stuff. I'm seeing another story with this guy, the Koberger accused murderer. He was like a PhD. He He taught class, is what I'm trying to say. And so a former student of Idaho murder suspect describes something, and he's wearing the same, he's got the long hair split down the middle, he's younger, he's not the same guy as in the clip we're playing, and he's also wearing an orange hoodie, just like the guy in the clip. And it's, I'm sorry, that's just, it's my conspiratorial mind coming out here, but that's weird, you know what I mean? Like, what's with the orange hoodie and the long hair and... what's I get? Is that what everybody wears in Idaho when you're 18 to 24? I don't know what's going on here.
Well, okay, so that has its place in targeting as well. So it is to invoke a psychosis, just like with the white vans following me around everywhere, is to make me paranoid. For some target individuals, like for example, you know, someone wearing a red baseball cap, a target individual will notice, wait a minute, I just saw three other individuals with similar red baseball caps. And then they start noticing everywhere they go, there are people with red baseball caps. So they will signal to you without any verbal indication that they are a part of what's happening to you.
Well, and never mind. Obviously, the other picture you see in the clip we're playing is the guy in court with his orange jumpsuit. So, I feel like we should play this after this is like a 4-minute clip. We got 2.5 minutes left. Maybe we should play a little bit of this other one out of ABC Chicago and see what he describes there. His abrupt behavior change. So describes
By the way, it's these people whom it's not just a coincidence.
Well, they both look like they're military, honestly. They both look like they may be groomed for higher or special operations because they're young, they're probably articulate, you know. It's none of it adds up, really.
It's tongue in cheek. There's no such thing as coincidence. Okay, so these people are color coded, and so all the people they happen to ask who's involved, they're color coding, uniform. This is Gang Stalker 101. Okay, so you're spot on for picking the stuff up, Mike. You're spot on. with these guys who, you know, they pick these guys, we don't know a lot about. Nobody knows a lot about them so that we can speculate about them. I mean, the CIA did that with Oswald, right? We can only speculate what he was involved in. They say he was a communist, a Fidel Castro sympathizer. But, you know, that's just the story coming from the feds. We don't really know. And on top of it, I mean, for these guys who do these things and don't kill themselves, because most target individuals will mass kill and then self-execute. That's part of the program. They told me that all the time. Go kill people. Go kill people and kill yourself. Most target individuals will. You know, suicide by cop. They'll shoot themselves, whatever. But when they take these people in alive, I mean, some of these people have said, I was under my control. So why haven't we heard anything from this person? Why haven't we heard anything out of this person? They don't. Instead of speculating about who the guy may be, let us hear who he thinks he is. Put him in front of a microphone, in front of a news anchor, and let us hear his side of the story. Which you won't hear that anymore. You won't see that anymore because these guys started saying they were under mind control. Who was it? Holmes said he was under mind control. Batman theater shooter, he said he was under mind control. So, I mean...
Well, and there's your he had the orange hair, right? I think that was him.
Right.
Yeah.
He dyed his hair crazy colors.
Batman Begins.
Theater shooter, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and... The events themselves, they're saying this guy slit three girls' throats in one house. I mean, sorry, I don't know anybody that would even think they could... And this guy's a nerd. You know, he's socially awkward. He's a nerd. I don't see it. How do you... You don't... This is serious, like, you know, wet work here. This isn't something that... Oh, yeah, some guy off the street from the, you know, from the front of the university classroom pulls off because of something, whatever. He's been spurned by he tried to come onto a girl, and so he goes and slits four throats in the middle of the night. In and out clean, they don't catch him, they don't know who he is, but then suddenly they're picking him up, you know, 2,000 miles away. It's kind of like Oswald.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing with Oswald.
Yeah.
And again, the Moscow, they're saying he's in court in Moscow, Idaho. Like I said, maybe that's just something they regurgitate, but yeah, and Oswald pulled off the, you know, greatest sniper shots of all time, and then yelled he was a patsy and got shot by some other questionable character. Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He told us he was a patsy before he got shot. So on top of it, you know, you said, yeah, he got home and then they got him. The thing is, the reason why they gave him so much time is that they thought he was going to kill people or make a bloody path to wherever he was going. I think it's pretty evident when he got to his parents' place that he wasn't going to kill anymore.
Or himself.
So, oh, well, if that's all he's going to do, let's go and get him. So this is what it is, people. There are so many puppet strings behind the scenes of everything that's in front of your face. You know, just like the whole, you know, the symbolism of the Illuminati fingers, hands of destiny and fate coming from the pyramid and the puppet strings on society. It's real. I'm trying to show you people what it looks like. As many times they try to put strings on me, I broke them off. But I've seen everything behind the scenes. I've lived it. I have lived it. It is so real. But yeah, let's continue on.
Well, with him, they graduated together, and she doesn't remember him ever having a girlfriend, and I don't remember him ever having a girlfriend, and he didn't have many friends, so he like would do anything to fit in, and would do like, you know, just wanted to be liked by everybody. But he wasn't a bad kid, like, you know, he was all right. And I knew his sister. I went to school with his sister, and I knew his father worked for the school, and I believe his mother did too. But his family, they were all nice people, and you know, his dad was always really nice to me, very polite. But I never thought that he would do something like that.
Good copy. So we've heard from some people that surrounded him that there may have been drug use in his life prior as well. Did you know him to use drugs or anything like that, sir?
Yeah, he was. He did use drugs. That's how I really know him too. He was a big heroin addict, and so was I. I got 6 years clean now. I work in treatment and everything, but back then I was using, and so that's how I know for a fact he was using. I've got high with him a couple times and used with him, and I remember one night we went out, and his car broke down, and his dad had to come out, and he got pretty angry because his car broke down and everything, and we couldn't get what we needed that night. But, and you know, I know other people that dealt.
Let's just stop right there. So... guys use drugs, which is just something. It's why another reason why they pick people is, you know, more discrediting, more of, okay, this is a person outside of society, even though it's not something outside society. I believe some people, most people have some sort of dependency of some kind, whether it's fentanyl to cigarettes. Somebody's got something. I'm in so much trouble right now. I can't stop drinking. I wean myself off of chocolate muffins, but I've gotten to a soda kick. I can tell the difference it's had on my health, by the way, but I can't stop. I need caffeine these days. That's what it is. And I'm not a coffee drinker. I need caffeine these days. I'm starting to feel that, you know, I'm 37. I'm starting to feel that where a little extra something. Pick me up. I'm starting to feel that now. But I mean, everybody's got something. So to addictive personality, it doesn't mean anything as for what he's done. Okay. So, I mean, to say you're actually making him inclusive, but it's what the government doesn't want. The government doesn't want you hooked on anything mind-expanding. They don't want you hooked on drugs. The reason why we are who we are as a sentient race of builders, the difference between us and the apes is that we are primates with the relationship to the mushroom, psychedelics, drugs. It's developed the mind capacity that we have, okay? We've broken through so many mental walls that, you know, a dog or a cat is not capable of. We have language, which is a direct result of us doing hallucinogens and drugs and our early history as man. Putting meaning to sound. That's a direct result. So the government does not like us being aware. Does not want us to be awake. I don't want to say woke, because that word's demonized now. But the government doesn't want us to be... I know it's a side tangent, but they have to pack all of their agendas into as many as they can into one psyop as possible. It gets the job done a lot quicker than having us a huge spiderweb of many things to get one thing done. They're going to do reverse. They're going to pack everything into anything that gets attention. So, drug addict. I'm not saying heroin is a great mind-expanding thing, but it's all in that same ideology that, okay, this person does drugs. He's not fit to be considered to be a human being. He's less than. Even though we owe everything we are to mind-expanding substances. If we were to continue mind-expanding, create some sort of... that's why they want weed. Weed, ayahuasca, mushrooms, the mind expansion, freedom. We evolved our brains past their control. They don't want that. Anyways, that was a side tangent. We're going to get back on this when we come back from commercial break. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Yeah, I'm digging that. Yeah, you can add that to the permanent drop list there. Sure. All right. Yeah, back from commercial break, y'all. Okay, so I know it's a lot of explanation out of a freaking 4-minute clip. Well, I'm just this whole targeting visual thing. It's so intricate. It's all about hyper game theory. Once again, I didn't come up with this by any means, but something that came up early in my research. Okay? Hyper game theory. I was actually being asked about this the other day. Layla, actually. We were chatting for what seemed to be hours, and telling her about my being targeted, because she mentioned the fact that she had ended up marrying her handler. I myself am someone who is with the handler. So, but it's all about hypergave theory. And she asked what that is. I mean, there are whole dissertations on this from professors and things like that. But if I could just boil it down to a sentence or two, it's hypergave theory is basically the having a rat in the maze, and you as the controller are able to change the landscape at any time that you want, giving choices to the rat or taking choices away, setting presents, wards for the rat, or setting punishing traps. The maze never stays the same. So, when I first learned this, that gave me the ability to take myself out of the maze and put the controller into the maze, switching roles. That's why the NSA, these feds, they just don't know what to do about me because I took control. I am where I am today because I took control. I'm not of a victim mentality. I mean, even with the nightly nightmares that I have, demons, zombies, and devils, people being killed around me, guess what? I always turn into a demon hunter, zombie hunter, whatever. In my dreams, I will build a castle on the bones of wicked and evil men. So even in my subconscious, I cannot feel the role of the victim. It's not who I am. It's not my destiny. But anyhow, I know I'm burning up a lot of time here. I want to get to the call, so let's finish this last minute here.
Drugs, and we would deliver drugs to him a lot, and so that's when I heard about this case. I haven't heard from him in so long, and then I heard about this, and it said that he was going to college. I said, I haven't heard from him. I guess that's what he's been doing. He must have cleaned up. I know he was in and out of rehab a couple times, but he really did. He cleaned up and was going to college all these years.
Rich, I'm short on time, but I got to ask you one last question. We've heard from people that he had a track record of being inappropriate, borderline offensive to women. Did you ever see that in any of your interactions with him and interactions with women?
Not in my time knowing him. I've never seen him ever act like that towards women. I've never seen him come off that way ever towards anybody.
Yeah. Rich, thank you so much for joining the program. I'm sorry I'm short.
See, that's just the extra spin the media or whoever that tries to put on it. He killed four women. Maybe he has some sort of perversion. No. I can tell you why he killed those four women. He thought those four women were in on his targeting. Targeted individuals kill two types of people. One, they randomly kill because they're into the program. They're 100% slave to the targeting. So they'll go and mass kill. And then you have the whole gun control issue that flares up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The other people that they kill are perceived people that they think are responsible for their targeting. For example, Aaron Alexis and a Navy Yard shooting. The very people he worked with. And he actually worked on the DoD technology that does target people, like being microwaved in your sleep. He worked on that technology. He knew the people he was killing. But unfortunately, a lot of target individuals, those people who they're sensitized to during their targeting, will go and kill those people. So, unfortunately, a lot of time, the PSYOP is written by the targeted individual themselves, and they put all the pieces together in their mind to where it's so small. It makes it manageable. It makes it small. It makes it an issue that they can take care of. There's a lot of target individuals today, when I tell them, no, it's not your neighbor that's doing this to you, it's the government. Like, no, it's my neighbor. It's my neighbor. No, it's not. No, it's not your employer. It's not the guy down the street who stands on the street corner and looks at you every time you drive by. No, it's not him either. But that's why this man killed these women. He thought they were responsible for his targeting, and he wanted it to end. So, with that said, let's go ahead and get to the phone lines. We got Paul in California. Sorry for taking so long.
No worries. There's a lot of stuff you just said in the last 5-10 minutes that kind of threw me off track. I wanted to go, what? What are you talking about? about yourself. But let's stick with this alleged killing, which I'm suspect immediately, because three people, there maybe a fourth, we could say, have influenced, you know, my thinking. It would be Ole Domegaard, Miles Mathis, Alex Scott, and then also Danny Searis. Now, Alex Scott and Danny Searis are ex-police officers, and they've been on multiple shows online breaking down a lot of these alleged shootings and alleged crimes. And Ole Domegaard, for example, said on a show one time that he, regarding a hybrid event, in other words, an event where it was, so-called fake, but or not organic, but somehow people were, you know, killed. And he said that he never found one. Okay. So in my opinion, when you take a look at this particular case, like you were doing, you know, it's very, a lot of very interesting things come up. Now, it so happens that Miles Mathis did a paper on this pretty quickly, and then he updated it multiple times. And like a lot of his work, not all of it, but a lot of it is quite, you know, lengthy, and there's a lot of genealogy, like, you know, who these people are, who the killer was, you know, and, you know, his family lines, and, you know, that's of some interest. But mainly there's always things that just don't make any sense. Now, you've been living for a while, and you probably are familiar, going back years, there's these things seem to come in spurts. You know, it's like sometimes you'll have an event once every week or two for months, and then you won't have anything for a long time. But there's so many, and they happen so fast, it creates a lot of confusion, and a lot of times there's not, time to, to break them all down. But you may or may not remember one in Santa Barbara, this guy, Elliot Rogers, who was supposedly the son of a Hollywood director, killed some students down in Isla Vista. Now, this was one I just happened to myself take an interest in because I went to school down there. And, you know, my so-called investigation, all it really involved was a few phone calls because I was just curious because the one thing that struck me about this particular event is he supposedly killed his roommates, right? He had three roommates that he lived in an apartment with, and they were all male. And then he went out, got in his car, and went on a shooting spree. He went to a sorority and supposedly shot a couple of gals. And then he supposedly got in some chase with the Santa Barbara sheriffs where he was shot. And they actually showed, this sort of crashed BMW in the news, and the whole thing just looked fishy beyond belief. And of course, later on, multiple people online kind of broke it down, similar to some of these other school shootings. But let me get to the point. The thing that piqued my interest when I read the details of this case that they published in the paper is he stabbed his roommates, but then he went and he shot these girls at the sorority, allegedly. And the first thing I thought of is, well, that's unusual. He switched weapons. He switched his mode of killing. And having been a veteran of reading all kinds of true crime, books and novels that my mom turned me on to when I was a kid, she used to, collect these things and she would hand them down to me and I'd read them. And so, from reading all these actual real cases, true, murder crimes that had occurred over decades, that's something that's very, very unusual. It doesn't really occur.
Well,
and again,
the thing is about that. When you have people who are closer to you, and people that you might have some beef with, it's a blade is very personal. It's my favorite weapon. It's my choice.
Right.
Weapon. So personal. So he was probably letting off some steam even after the fact, or probably come to terms with what he's done, and he just went on a fun spree afterwards, which is why he chose to change weapons. That's my theory.
Right, but that's like if it's real, but it wasn't. It was fantasy, just like so many of these others. I don't believe this thing at all that you're talking about. I'm going to go back. Just let me finish this. I know it's a little bit of a rambling, but you got a couple hours. I appreciate you allowing me. So I made some phone calls down to the sheriff's office down there, and I got handed over right away to the Santa Barbara County information officer, who was a real person. I looked her up online. It was a nice enough gal. I talked to her a couple of times, and we exchanged a few emails. Now, one of the things that I ask in a conversation is I said, well, let me ask you a question. When they caught him and, shot him, did he have bloody clothes? Was his clothes all bloody, or did he change his clothes, and go out and shoot these gals? And she's like, oh, I don't know. I said, well, let me ask you this question, And she kept saying, well, it's, the investigation's ongoing. And I said, well, I know you're probably investigating, more of the details, but the case is closed, right? I mean, here's the guy. You got him. This is what he did. This is who he killed. And you pretty much, the press knows this is how it was done. So I'm just asking for a couple of things that would be in the police report. Have you seen the police report? And she says, well, actually, no, because the investigation's ongoing. I said, okay, well, I said, do me a favor. I mean, when you know this information, would you let me know? I mean, there's other questions I have as well, because none of this made any sense to me, right? And I never let her know that I didn't believe it, because I thought it was going to be one of these other fake, shootings or killings. But here's the question that I also posed, and again, this is just something that, as a guy, you can think about. Most guys haven't been in that many fights, or maybe a few. And they certainly have not been in any life and death struggles. And so here was this guy, Elliot Rogers. And you can look it up. It's R-O-D-G-E-R-S. It's, the Santa Barbara, Isla Vista, killing. You can check it out. He's a regular, average guy. Nothing special about him. Not athletic, right? And he supposedly stabbed three roommates. Now, I pose the question, did he do it one at a time? Did he lay in wait for each one to come home? And as each one came home, he, did the thing till it was all done? Or was it like two at a time? Did he do them all at the same time? Were they in their sleep? Now, none of this information was supposedly, forthcoming. But again, I just made the simple observation that here was this guy that by all descriptions, by the narrative of the story, was emotionally weak, said that like women rejected him. He was not, he didn't think well of himself. He was not a confident guy, but yet he was supposed to have 1, 2, 3 different guys, hand-to-hand combat, stabbed someone to death. I didn't buy it. And of course I had good reason not to.
Elaboration. Okay. CNN article from just hours ago. It was three girls, one young man, all 20, 21 years old, in rooms on the second and third floors. Two other young women were in the 3-4 floor, 6-bedroom rental at the time. not injured. I mean, the whole thing's just. He was a PhD in criminal investigation. PhDs,
yeah,
criminology,
that was big.
So studying forensics, yeah. And all that. That was a big deal early on.
Yeah,
right. And I just ask people to think in terms. Just first of all, just to think, right, in terms of your real life experiences. How many fights have you been in? In other words, how many fights have you been in and sustained until victory? In other words, until the other person was, they didn't want anymore, or, you know, you knocked them down or whatever. For the average person, it's very, very few, if any, you know, have they had these sorts of altercations. Yeah, and this takes a little bit of what I call, emotional and physical kinetic energy and commitment to do something like that, leave alone to actually stab somebody to death. And the question that I had, you know, when I asked the officer this, you know, the information officer, I said, well, did he change his clothes? Okay, because they either found it with bloody clothes or not. And I said, if he did change his clothes, have they found his bloody clothes? And of course, she didn't know the answer to this either. But you know, but she was the information officer, right? So
yeah,
none of it
yeah.
made any sense to me. And here's the last little interesting tidbit. Thanks for letting me go on. I could go on talking about
this is great
for many, many, many more minutes. But I swear to God, I'm not bullshitting you. This is absolute truth. The email exchange
that
I had.
Okay, let's just try to keep it clean.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Okay. All right. Ready? The email exchange that I had with this woman, the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Information Officer, I saved her profile somewhere on my computer. That was straight out of my Yahoo mail. Within a week, that whole thing disappeared from my sent folder and my inbox. It was like snip, snip, snip. All my three emails were fine, right? But the two or three emails that we exchanged were all gone, sent folder and inbox. And I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? And then I just left it alone.
And the only people capable of doing that, police aren't, they don't have the capabilities of doing that. The only people who have the capabilities of doing that are the feds. So keep that in mind.
No, I had it in mind, and like I said, all I did was pose a few questions. You know, we exchanged a few emails, and then I had let it drop. And then one time I went back in to look at the thread, and it was gone. And I thought, oh, how interesting. And there you go, true story.
Wow. And we need more people like you. Seriously.
Well, there's a bunch out there, but again, I highly recommend the work. You can find it here and there. You look on shows. Of course, if they haven't like killed all the algorithms, as Alex Scott and Oli Damagard, and then Danny Siris. Danny Siris had done quite a few shows, and you could have found him on. He's on Revolution Radio Archives, and also there's a few BitChute interviews and so forth. And of course, Miles Mathis, you know, mileswmathis.com, and you can just go and look through all his papers. And he did a paper on this very case, and he's updated it several times. And I just thought it was interesting to hear you talk about it, because not that many people have been talking about it in general on RBN. I don't listen to all the shows or all the hosts, that's for sure.
This is my main topic. I was a target individual. I was an on-shelf shooter for the NSA. They tried driving me to kill people. I've been on top of the clock tower without a rifle, but a microphone trying to tell people about this for years.
Well, that's very interesting. I never heard you say that before that I recall, and I did not know that. So I'll take your word. That's fascinating. And thanks for taking the call. I'll hang up and continue to listen.
All right, well, thank you. Well, we're actually nearing the end of the show here. I'd like to do another hour, but you know what? I think we can save it for tomorrow night. Because I know Mike's got some more material on it, and I can talk about this all day long, all day, every day.
Was Paul talking about a different case in Santa Barbara with the bloody clothes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What, do you remember the name? I missed the name or the case, just in case anybody else missed it. We'll find out later.
Yeah. It's too many to keep track of. You know me, I don't log names in my brain. I don't. Unless it's really a turning point in history or a major tracking point. This stuff is going on. This kind of stuff goes on all the time. But it doesn't make the news, mainstream media, unless it serves a political purpose. Okay? Nobody cared about black-on-black crime, school shootings. School shootings is not a new thing. It came into the sphere of importance. Oh, white kids start killing other white kids. Oh, well, the white kids can't be the blame. Let's blame guns. But you have good old patriot, red-blooded Americans saying, no, you're not taking our guns. So, okay, well, guess what? White cis male is the enemy now. How's that for a twist? Oh, you're kind of odd. White male? Oh. Let's watch these people. And then you got guns being given to them anyways. And they go and do this stuff. So, yeah, it's all about the political agenda. The political agenda shapes the crimes, not the other way around, as people would think.
Oh, by the way, Paul called in, and it's the Isla Vista shooting with Elliot Rogers.
Okay.
Elliot Roger with a DG. So I'm glad he called back. But yeah, that I remember seeing these images. I don't remember the details, but you know, it like you said, it's only when it's politically expedient that we get these reports.
Exactly. Well, I guess that is the end of the show here. Definitely talk more about this tomorrow for sure. So, yeah, I guess we'll go ahead and end it there. So this has been another episode of the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And guys, remember, in the land of surveillance, the man with third eye is king. So educate yourselves.
Let me ask you something. When my wife's father has introduced me to stogies, what is she going to say?
Tune in next time for Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Say hello to my little friend!
Conan! What is best in life? Crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and you hear the lamentation of your women.
That is good. That is good.
Tune in next time for Red Pill Hardcore. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
True winner.
And I get the green light.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.